A lot of people are curious how I figured out that I might have cancer. And with the kind of cancer I had, very commonly people might have like serious night sweats. They might be itchy all over their body. But all I had was like a hard, persistent lymph node in my armpit. And I went to a doctor and I was like, this is happening. And they were like, it's probably nothing. Come back in a month if it's not smaller. And I came back and they were like, you should go for an ultrasound. And I did that. And the ultrasound tech was like, uh-oh. That does not look good. That was a little more than 2 years ago. If you scroll back 2 years in my TikTok feed, there's a whole lot of videos where I'm wearing baseball caps. And now my hair isn't even curly anymore. It's back to normal. But what I've learned is that my lymphoma diagnosis was just one of 110,000 that happened in the US that year. And right now there are over 1 million people in the US living with lymphoma or in remission from lymphoma. Each one of these people has their own story and their own needs. And the Lymphoma Research Foundation is the largest nonprofit dedicated to this specific disease. They've invested more than $82 million into research, and they have helped support over 3 million patients. From helping newly diagnosed patients to funding the medical breakthroughs of the future, the Lymphoma Research Foundation is here for all of us, no matter where we are on this journey. September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and it's almost over. If you or someone you love has been touched by lymphoma, or you just want to learn more about this generally, you can go and check them out at lymphoma.org. Because every story matters, and I'm just one story. And together, we can create better outcomes for everyone.